high cholesterol, and lipids, also known as hyperlipidemia. Everyone has fat in their blood. Different fats are needed for normal function of the body. Sometimes when people have too much fat in their blood, they are more likely to have heart attacks and strokes. High levels of blood fats are associated with excess fat around the waist, diabetes, excessive alcohol drinking, and other medical conditions. People may inherit a risk for high blood fats, including some severe forms of the problem. Some medications, including some human immunodeficiency virus, HIV treatments, cause high blood fats. High blood fats are a problem because they can lead to plaque formation and cardiovascular disease. The main types of fat that are measured in the blood are cholesterol and triglycerides. The two types of cholesterol are high-density lipoprotein, or HDL, which can lower the risk for cardiovascular disease, and low-density lipoprotein, or LDL, which increases the risk for cardiovascular disease. HDL, also called good cholesterol, should be high. It increases with diet and exercise. LDL, the bad cholesterol, should be low. It decreases with diet and exercise. In general, an HDL level above 50 milligrams and an LDL level below 130 milligrams are healthy cholesterol levels, although people may have different recommended goals for LDL depending on what other risk factors they have for cardiovascular disease. Triglycerides are the most common body fat. High triglyceride levels, especially when associated with high HDL levels, may contribute to causing heart and blood vessel diseases. Very high triglycerides can also lead to pancreatitis, a serious inflammation of the pancreas. To improve blood fats, people can eat a diet low in sugars and saturated and trans fat, which is red meat, butter, cheese, and fried food. They can lose weight and increase physical activities. Sometimes people need to take medication to lower their cholesterol. These medications, called statins, are safe and non-addictive.